What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
Back at it, Charles Mario Courtney Lopez, kicking off another week of Radio Fun. And today we got the one and only Liam Neeson joining us with a scoop on his new movie.
Plus, we'll catch up on some buzz, ask a random question, and play all of your favorite music. So turn it up loud. Blast it. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
You're on, Mario and Courtney Lopez. Time for Courtney's random question. What you got, honey?
Okay. Apart from life is short, what other lines do you use before making bad decisions?
You only live once. YOLO.
In the South, it's "Hey, watch this."
I'm thinking that's the one.
See, that, I
or trip out.
I was. I was wrong.
Yeah, no, we made a bet on that because your wife thought you would say something different, and I actually agreed with her. We're both.
What do you think?
Shocked.
It's better to ask for
forgiveness
than to ask for permission.
Yes. Well, I do say that all the time. I do. That's a classic.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Add a new podcast to your rotation in 2024. You can listen to this show without the music. It's fun, too.
We condense it down to a daily bite-sized portion. We're all about portion control. And you can listen to your extended interviews more than what we talked about on the air. Just open your iHeartRadio app and search On With Mario.
What up, Mario Lopez here in the weekend, teasing his final album under his old name. From here on out, it is Abel Tesfaye. But first, final album in his trilogy that started with After Hours and Dawn FM. You can see his announcement over at onwithmario.com.
You know, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and The Sopranos is turning 25.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So, some people consider Sopranos the greatest TV show ever. I was a huge fan. I remember Sunday nights, always watching The Sopranos and Sex and the City.
And then Alf.
No, that was not. This was not during the same era. Sopranos and Sex and the City were my combo punch on Sunday nights. It's funny because I remember where I was living, and during all that time, it takes you back. Well,
who were you dating?
Oh my gosh.
He was living his own Sex and the City.
In honor.
Yeah, he was Mr. Big.
Hey, you said writing the jokes for me, honey. In honor of its 25th anniversary, HBO's officially brought the show to TikTok. Isn't that wild?
I guess they're just posting 25-second recaps of all 86 episodes over on the streaming service Max. They're dropping never-before-seen deleted footage and behind-the-scenes content. That's pretty cool.
That is kind of cool. That is, you know, there's so much good content out there, but if there was a show I would rewatch, Sopranos would probably be up there. That, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, those are certain shows that I would maybe watch again just because I enjoyed them so much.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. This should be no surprise for fans, but ABC has renewed Abbott Elementary for a fourth season. I can't believe it's already been four seasons. Quinta Brunson, who's very nice, by the way, and tiny. She's not even 5 feet.
Wow. Really?
I interviewed her a lot. Yeah, she's a tiny little thing. Just came off a big win at the Emmys for Outstanding Lead Actress. Congrats.
And the show has 7 other nominations, including Outstanding Comedy Series. We just interviewed Lisa Ann Walter.
That's right. She's funny, too. Yes.
Last week at Access, and she's great. ABC says it's their biggest show across all platforms.
Nice. Mario, Courtney Lopez with some quick buzz for you. Peacock turning an iHeartRadio podcast into their next streaming series. Look at that. It's called Fight Night, The Million Dollar Heist.
Ooh, I like anything with a fight. It's about an armed robbery that happened during Muhammad Ali's historic comeback fight in 1970.
This is my boy Dexter Darden.
That's right.
Who's playing Muhammad Ali in this. This is awesome, and he's working with great people, too.
Whoa, big cast for sure. Don Cheadle, Kevin Hart, Taraji P. Henson, Samuel L. Jackson.
Look at that.
Good
That's
for you,
awesome.
Dexter.
Yes.
No word yet on the premiere date, but we know we will be watching.
Absolutely. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and Andy Cohen says he is not a cocaine kingpin.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So Leah McSweeney was a former New York housewife, and she is suing Andy Cohen and Bravo, accusing him of using cocaine with certain housewives and giving those ladies better edits. She also says producers coerced her into drinking, even though they knew she had past issues with alcohol. Andy's rep says it's all false and outrageous to even think it. He's been through it. Brandy Glanville's also suing him for assault. And I believe another housewife has come out. Yeah, that's a messy situation over there in general.
You know, I am, that's my guilty pleasure. And we all know that. But I would,
and I'm so glad you're not a part of that.
I would never want to put my family through that. I'm not, I don't have that kind of energy and urge and meanness to be a part of something like that.
What's the upside?
This is the fame and the no, if you call it that. If you want to call it that.
But it's more infamous than famous.
Exactly, but they still like being out there.
Yeah.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
You're all Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's get to your comments and mentions. What'd you find, honey?
This is from AngeFresh12, and they say, can you believe this summer is already the 5-year anniversary of that time we all went crazy for Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
World hasn't been the same since. I'll tell you what. You know what? Those are some tasty sandwiches. They really are. You don't need to be killing people over them, but those were some really tasty sandwiches.
Speaking of that, did that coincide with the summer of the scary clowns that were popping up? Was that the same year?
I don't know. I don't know if that was the same year.
I don't even remember yesterday.
No, the chicken sandwiches, people were getting violent, and it was like they were out of control for these.
I was not.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Lopez. Few songs. They're going to fire up Zoom because Oscar-nominated actor Liam Neeson is about to join us. New movie is In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Going to find out about that and got to ask about the Naked Gun reboot he's got coming up. Back with Liam Neeson in 10. Hang tight.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor?
If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now.
Yeah, LASIK.com.
Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Oscar-nominated actor Mr. Liam Neeson. Welcome to the show. How are you, Liam?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And thank you for taking the time to talk. Congratulations on the new movie, In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Great title. A period piece from 70s Ireland, huh?
Set in the 70s, yeah. We didn't make it in the 70s.
Set in the 70s, yes. What's the premise?
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to read this to you. This is better than me hemming and hawing.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'll do it with some drama. Ireland, 1970s. Eager to leave his dark past behind, Finbar Murphy leads a quiet life in the remote coastal town of Glencolumbkill. That's up in Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. Far from the political violence that grips the rest of the country, but when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, led by a ruthless woman,
ooh,
played by Kerry Condon, Finbar is drawn into an increasingly vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors.
That is a good tease right there. In the Land of Saints and Sinners is the name of it. Quick break, and then we're going to have more with Liam Neeson. Getting back to Liam Neeson, who's on Zoom with us. Mario Lopez here. New movie is In the Land of Saints and Sinners, and I hear it has a bit of a Western feel to it.
Yes, yes, it does. It has a Western vibe to it. Yes, it does.
I love that. I love that that genre there. You carry a shotgun, I heard, throughout the film.
I carry a shotgun, yeah.
You get shot in real life, Liam?
Have I shot in real life? At targets, yeah.
Well, yes, I certainly hope so.
the occasional rabid raccoon upstate New York, I have to admit. When the kids were small, I had occasion to shoot some rabid raccoons.
Right.
Which I did not enjoy doing, but it had to be done, you know.
It has to be done, you know. It's good eating, too, by the way. I've eaten both.
Oh, please. Seriously, raccoon?
Rabbit, I should say. Raccoon I haven't tried, but I don't want to knock it because it might be good. I don't know. But rabbit I have, and rabbit's delicious.
Rabbit is delicious. I would agree with you there. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, Liam, hang on. A few more songs. I'm going to come back and chat with Liam Neeson.
Mario Lopez will be right back.
I'm Mario Lopez. Got Oscar-nominated actor Liam Neeson on Zoom this hour. And Liam, later on this year, you start shooting a new Naked Gun movie. which I'm very excited about because I was a fan of the originals. Is this a, just a straight up comedy?
Straight up comedy. Yes. We start, I think, in May. Yes, Paramount are rebooting the Naked Gun franchise. They've offered the part to me. The wonderful Leslie Nielsen played in the 80s. So I'll give it a shot. I'm a bit nervous, I must admit, because I've done a couple of funny sketches in the past on TV, but to carry a film for 95, 100 minutes, I've never done before with a comedy genre. So they're assembling really good actors and actresses who do have funny chops. And there'll be lots of visual gags happening behind the characters' backs.
Yeah. I can totally see this. I think it's great casting with your voice and your straight deadpan delivery and all the hijinks happening. I think it's going to be very funny. Liam Neeson is with us. We're going to have more with him coming up. You're on Mario Lopez, chatting with actor Liam Neeson. And Liam, this year is the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode One. What do you remember about that time? And
everybody keeps telling me, just, 30 years of Schindler's List, 30 years of Nell. Now you're telling me 25 years of The Phantom Menace. My gosh, you're making me feel really old.
I remember waiting in line to see that. During that time, were you reluctant at all? Or were you a Star Wars fan? Were you just, I'm jumping right in?
No, I do remember I was in the theater in Belfast, 1976, when the first one came out with Harrison and all those lovely actors. And the cinema in the Armour Road in Belfast, you could hear armored cars, Saracens going up and down the road. But the cinema was packed to see this rather strange Star Wars Episode 4, I think it was the first one.
Episode 4, yes. A New Hope.
The cinema was packed with all ages, kids, women, old age pensioners. It was packed and everybody enjoyed it. I'll never forget it. It was really something else.
I bet. Well, yeah, it changed cinema forever. Well, hang on, Liam. More with Liam Neeson on the way. You're on Mario Lopez, Liam Neeson on Zoom. And we talked briefly before we got on air about you being a boxer growing up, which I love. And I often think there's a lot of parallels as far as with the arts as well. You're alone, vulnerable, having to figure out stuff by yourself. And are you still a fan of the sport? And would you attribute a lot of that? Were you fighting and then you fell into acting, or did you always want to get into the arts?
Well, just that's a very good description of a boxer and the arts and acting. Plus the fact you're doing it in short pants.
Yeah, practically naked.
Which I hated. I never liked my legs as a kid. And I was always conscious of showing my legs as I was boxing. So I had taken that on board as well as trying to figure out an opponent's next moves. But yeah, I did it as an amateur. I started when I was 9. I think I had my last fight when I was 17.
Well, that's a good run.
It was a good run, and I loved it. I still do. I try and follow it. I love watching a good fight. My gosh, I'm trying to think the last time I enjoyed a really good boxing match.
Some good fighters come out of Ireland. Tough.
There's a couple, yeah. There's a couple.
Then, of course, in MMA, we've got Conor McGregor that's going to make his acting debut in Roadhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I heard he's really good at it, too.
Yeah. If he shows up on time.
Right.
He's not a very good timekeeper, Conor.
Yes. Apparently, he made it to the zoo.
No, good. That'd be great.
Oh, that's very cool. Liam Neeson is hanging out. We're going to come back and wrap it up after a quick break.
Check out the full video now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Wrapping it up with Liam Neeson. You're on with Mario Lopez. So, Liam, what kicked off your passion for acting? Did you get into it by design or by accident?
School plays.
Got it.
And had a wonderful English teacher, Jerry McKeown, who recently passed away. And he started a little amateur dramatic company in my hometown. So I joined that and we did more plays. And
one thing led to another.
Yeah, one thing led to another. I went to a teacher training school in the north of England, just spent most of my time in the drama studio.
Yeah.
Eventually, I got paid for it and ended up at the Lyric Theatre, wonderful theatre in Belfast.
And then here we are now.
Yeah, here we are now. I can't believe it.
I love it. Well, I've always been a big fan, and I appreciate you taking the time. In the land of saints and sinners. Liam, thanks so much for hanging out, taking the time. Sir.
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate it.
Mario Courtney Lopez here, just a few songs away from today's pop culture pop quiz.
We're playing Name That Tune with songs that turn 10 years old in 2024. We'll see who has the better memory. I know it's not me. That's coming up next.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for a pop culture pop quiz. Today, the game is Name That Tune. The topic are songs that have turned 10 years old in 2024.
On with Mario, pop quiz.
So let's put our hands on the buzzers. 10 years old, we should be able to get. I thought they were going to go with 24 years old.
No.
Actually,
no.
I might have done better with 24 years old.
You might have, actually. However, we were doing this radio show 10 years ago.
It's true.
So we played all of these songs.
Okay, let's
all right,
see.
Hands on buzzers.
One for the artist, one for the song.
One for the artist, one for the song. Here we go. Mario.
That was the jam back in the day. Ariana Grande. Hold on. Don't tell me.
I'm not going to
tell you. Iggy Azalea.
Iggy is correct, yes.
Iggy Azalea. So Ariana Grande's. Hold on.
Four. Three.
Come on. Give me the
two. One. I need an answer.
Never going to get it.
Nope.
God, I can't believe it.
I didn't buzz. Can you keep playing?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I didn't buzz.
I need an answer.
Five, four,
three, two, one.
Choo choo train.
That is incorrect. It is. What did you say? Choo choo train. It's problem.
Of course. Gosh.
I don't know what that sounds.
That's
like
10 years old already, huh?
Yeah.
That was a good jam. That's 10 years old. I vividly remember.
All right. Here we go. It is 1-0. Hands on buzzers. That was Mario Barely.
Let it go. Is the name of the song.
Yeah. Apparently we picked a techno remix.
With the techno remix of...
Same artist, though.
Yes, it's...
Four.
Adina Menzel.
Correct. 3-0.
I almost said the Travolta. Adina Mana Mana Mana.
There's one more in this round. First things first, I'm the Mario.
First thing first, I'm the greatest. Oh, I should play a little bit more because I remember that. I can't remember the...
Six.
That's Iggy Azalea.
Five.
That's Iggy Azalea, right?
And who else?
Oh, I have to do...
Both to get the point.
That's Cold as Ice, and I get half a point.
All right, fine. You get half a point.
Iggy Azalea.
You feel better, half a point.
I need an answer of the name of the song now. You're out of time.
Out of time. That was a good
Iggy
movie.
Iggy Azalea.
I saw 14 minutes of it, ran out of time.
And then you ran out of time.
Come on, I need an answer.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm thinking of the co-star first.
Four, three, not two, the co-star, one. The...
Oh, you are? You're thinking of this song.
Yes.
Iggy Azalea and Missy Elliott.
Incorrect.
That's all I got.
Name of the song? Anything.
Out of time.
Incorrect. Fancy.
And Fancy,
Charlie XCX was the other artist.
Charlie. Oh, I knew it was. I couldn't remember the Charlie, but Fancy, I knew. So I get a half a point.
Yes. 3.5-0. We will take a break, come back, and do some more.
Coming up. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Round two of our pop culture pop quiz. Here with Mario and Courtney Lopez. We're trying to guess songs that have turned 10 years old. The score is... 3.5-0. I'm killing it.
That's right. There's one in this round. Hands on buzzers. That was Courtney.
Katy Perry.
Yes.
I know it.
Do you know?
Five. Four.
Five.
Four.
Don't you want to play with magic?
Three.
Then?
Two. One.
Dark Horse.
That is correct.
Come on, you cheater. You're such a cheater. My five started after when you rat bastard.
No.
You're
no,
a cheater.
Your five was not the accurate five.
Funny?
Mine was.
I thought Dark Horse from the beginning, but it wasn't. No, but I didn't think it. I don't know. I was confused.
3.5-2. We'll play some music. Come back and do some more. Okay.
Mario Courtney Lopez here in the middle of a game of Name That Tune. We're guessing songs from 10 years ago. It's getting tight. The score is 3.5-2, controversially.
You and your, half a point.
What do you mean? I got half the artist. That's half a point.
Hey,
if there's two
no
people.
Props yet. No props.
That's a legit half point, not even a prop.
All right, here go we go. On. Hands on buzzers. One in this round. Yeah, my mama, she told me. Courtney.
Megan Trainor.
Oh, gosh, yes. Dang it. No, my mama. 3, 2, 1,
no,
go. I got
stop,
it, got it,
stop.
Got it.
Mama said.
No.
All about that bass.
That
about
correct.
That bass. No treble.
Four. 4.5-3. We'll play some music, come back, and wrap this up.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Final round of our pop culture pop quiz. We're guessing songs from 2014. The score is 4.5-3. Hands on the buzzers.
Oh, my God. Is this the last one?
These are the last three. Yes. Here we go. That's you. I think she... Did you buzz?
No.
Oh, I thought you buzzed, too. But I couldn't tell. Okay, go ahead.
Happy by Pharrell.
That is correct.
Boom.
And I did buzz.
I know you buzzed, you liar.
I knew you did.
You're such a liar.
Because
you're such
close.
A cheater.
And there's no way my brain...
We're going to have to do instant replay here.
All right, here we go.
No, you're really, such a
in
cheater.
In this new year, we're going to add instant replay
but
to the
buzzer. But I
buzzer.
Admitted yeah. it because I don't like to lie.
All right, it's...
You just did lie.
6.5.
But then I admitted it. But you got the point anyway.
6.5 to 3. There's two left.
God, don't like
that. That was Courtney.
Stay with me, Sam Smith.
That is correct. 6.5.
First of all, that's not Courtney because
five.
Hers
it
is
was.
Closer.
I'm watching the
Such
lights.
Such a liar. My lights malfunctioned.
6.5 to what?
We'll get new buzzers and replay in the new year.
To 5. Because I had 3.
6.5 to 5, yes. There's one left. It is worth 1 point for the artist.
Go.
1 point for the song title. Courtney.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
He's gonna play.
It is 6.5 to 6
play.
Right now.
I got it. I got it.
Check it out.
Take it off the track.
Yeah!
Courtney wins.
That is
a. Hang on. More Mario Lopez next.
That's it. Big thanks again to Liam Neeson for zooming in on Mario.com for our full interview with him.
More fun tomorrow. Until then, it's Mario and Courtney Lopez saying goodnight.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.